The survey found Walker leading Burke by a 46-45% margin among registered voters, but Burke leading Walker 47-46 among likely voters. Those numbers are similar to Marquette's last survey in May when it found the race was a virtual tie. Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says there was some question about whether that May poll was a fluke.
So these new results that are so similar to what we saw in May, I think are pretty good evidence that, no, this race really is very tight.
In Marquette's May survey, Walker led Burke among independent voters by 9 percentage points. In this month's survey, Walker's lead among independents was down to 1 point.
I think if you're reading tea leaves, you see a little tightening among independents, but you should take it with a considerable dose of skepticism that that amount of movement is within the margin of error.
This Marquette poll was conducted between Thursday and Sunday, which was right after Walker began to run TV ads attacking Burke on outsourcing. Franklin says it's too early to say whether those attacks have had any effect on the race.
It takes a long time for messages to sink in during a campaign, and an advertising campaign that's only been up for 3 or 4 days is very unlikely to move public opinion in that short a span.
The survey saw Walker's approval rating drop, with 47% approving of the job he's doing and 48% disapproving. Burke still remains largely unknown to the public, with 49% of voters saying they don't know enough about her to form an opinion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.